Good evening, and that intro track is called Bury Your Cowslip by Sidney Hermont, a song with flute, guitar, and voice, recorded and mixed by Sidney over the course of a week in May and June of this year. Sidney's album is due out this summer on Jazz Records, so keep your eyes out for that. Also, next week we'll have an extended Sidney sesh, as she'll be with us sharing some new tracks and collaborations she was working on, so tune in for that next week. Both ArtSpeak and Co-op Radio are located on the unceded and occupied traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. We are very thankful to be living and working and learning on and from these coastal lands as uninvited guests. ArtSpeak Radio Digest Proximities is a group of artists and writers. The thread which runs through Proximities is Big Rock Candy Mountain, who are Hannah Jickling and Helen Reed. We receive contributions from Stephanie Ling, Christina Battle, Steve Hubert, Sidney Hermont, Dashes, which is a sound collaboration between John Brennan and Lisa Ferrari, and Barbara Lazara, Charmaine Lee, also with additional support from director-curator of ArtSpeak, Bopa Chai, and myself, Eric Hood. ArtSpeak is currently closed as to the recommendations of the Downtown Eastside Response, who asked that if you do not live or work in the area, that you refrain from visiting the area. Tonight on the program, Big Rock Candy Mountain is back at it, with some transcripts from some correspondence they have had with composer and performer and visual artist Raven Chacon. Chacon is from Fort Defiance, Navajo Nation in the United States, but is based currently in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Chacon was most recently in Vancouver as part of an exhibition with Lou Shepard and Gabby Dow, mounted at the SFU Audane Gallery late last year, called Relations of Responsibility. The idea behind this exhibition, curated by Cheyenne Turians, was to bring together works by contemporary artists who identify through performing their musical scores. Chacon's works in the exhibition consisted of visual scores for individuals, specifically women. Chacon's instructions for the scores are to be first played by the recipient, and only after that by others. These beautifully drafted visual or graphic scores were framed and dedicated to 8 contemporary indigenous composers. Titled For Zitkalishe, Chacon directed the work to the Dakota Sioux writer, composer, and activist known as Redbird. 10 of these were workshopped and performed at SFU over the course of the exhibition and later performed with SFU students. But first, before we hear that, we will listen to a track by Beverly Glenn Copeland called River Dreams from their 2020 album Transmissions on Transgressive Records. Enjoy.
Hey! What does the Missouri River sound like? How can water be used as an instrument, and how do sound waves promote fermentation? As part of Bubble Broadcast, we have been researching sound as it interacts with or references carbonated or fermented drinks, particularly through artist projects such as Amika Ogbo's Quiet Storm Beer, Sarah Rose's Byproduct, and David Balula's piece, Interrupting Words with Burp Sounds. Today we are focusing on Raven Chacon's low-end black pale ale, a beer made last year in collaboration with the Missouri River and Zipline Brewing in Omaha, Nebraska. These recordings were made in 2019 during Raven Chacon's residency at the Bemis Center as its new Sound Art and Experimental Music program was launched. Quoting Raven, quoting Tom Wilmoth, who is the co-founder of Zipline Brewing, who says, "Sound waves have been shown to facilitate and promote fermentation by stimulating yeast activity. In theory, the waves seem to augment natural yeast activity, both speeding and completing fermentation more thoroughly." The artist made these recordings with the help of sound artist Alex Jacobson along the Missouri River in Omaha, the traditional homelands of the Omaha people, an area also known to be stewarded by the Ponca and Quaypaw people. I had a chance to touch base with Raven about these recordings and wanted to know a little bit about his setup for how the recordings were done. And so this is kind of a paraphrase of what he relayed to me through email. So a long floating boom was made with pool noodles extending from the shoreline with a hydrophone released down into the water. Sound was recorded on a Zoom recorder and played back with a small powered amplifier to power some puck transducers and other bass shakers that were taped to the bottom of the brewing tanks. So the audio file you are listening to now was played 24/7 into the amp as the beer brewed. So this project is archived on the Zipline Brewing website. If you happen to be in Omaha and or go to Omaha, although I know most people aren't traveling right now, visit the Bemis Center or Zipline Brewing to try your own low-end black pale ale. While it is documented that sound and green music do affect fermentation processes in food and drinks, this effect is not necessarily perceivable as a difference of flavor or mouthfeel when it's consumed. And this has been learning for me, thinking about ideas present in some of Chacon's other work, invites me to think about the presence of the river and the transduction of the sounds of the river as being something that's independent from my own expectations for how it's experienced. So thank you to the Missouri River and to artist Raven Chacon. He is a composer, performer, and installation artist from Fort Defiance, Navajo Nation. As a solo artist, collaborator, or with Post Commodity, Chacon has exhibited or performed at the Whitney Biennial, Documenta 14, Red Cat, Musée d'Art Contemporain de Montréal, San Francisco Electronic Music Festival, Chaco Canyon, End Times Festival, 18th Biennial of Sydney, and the Kennedy Center. Every year he teaches 20 students to write string quartets for the Native American Composer Apprenticeship Program. He is a recipient of the United States Artist Fellowship in Music, the Creative Capital Award in Visual Arts, the Native Arts and Cultures Foundation Artist Fellowship, and the American Academy's Berlin Prize for Music Composition. He lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And as with every week, thank you to ArtSpeak and ArtSpeak Radio Digest for hosting Bubble Broadcast.
Oh, yes. Bubbles in my beer. Come in, Tommy. Tell me about it. Yeah.
Tonight in a bar alone I'm sitting.
Yes.
Apart from the laughter and cheers.
Like it's all along.
The scenes of the past rise before me. While watching the bubbles in my beer, a vision of someone who loved me brings a lone, silent tear to my eye. I know that my life's been a failure.
I wouldn't say that.
Just watching the bubbles in my beer.
Jody, let's go here now. Yeah.
I'm seeing the road that I travel.
Highway 66.
A road paved with heartaches and tears.
Oh.
I'm seeing the past that I've wasted.
Yes, go on.
While watching the bubbles in my beer, I think of a heart that I've broken and of the golden chances that have passed me by. The dreams I once made now are empty, as empty as the bubbles in my beer. Tiny bubbles and wine make me happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm. The silver sea, and mostly here's a toast to you and me. Tiny bubbles,
tiny bubbles,
in the wine,
in the wine,
make me happy,
make me happy,
make me feel
fine, make me feel.
Tiny bubbles,
tiny bubbles,
make me warm all over, with a feeling that I'm going to love you till the end of time.
Tiny bubbles,
ooh, I'll
in the wine,
Ikabai.
Just listening to the title track from Don Ho's 1966 album on Reprise Records, Tiny Bubbles. And before that, Bubbles in My Beer by Bob Willis and Tommy Duncan with the Texas Playboys from their 1961 album on Liberty Records, Mr. Words and Mr. Music.
CFRO 100.5 FM Bendobo.
Yeah.
You were just listening to Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes, track Summer Nights from the album Visions of a New World, released in 1975 on Flying Dutchman. And before that, Mfito from Angel Bat Dawid from the album The Oracle from 2019 on International Anthem Records.
Are you a renter in Vancouver wondering how you'll be able to pay rent during the pandemic? Are you worried about rent debt or the possibility you might be evicted from your home? The Vancouver Tenants Union has your back. They have been very busy during the COVID-19 crisis, trying to effect legislative change that protects renters all over the city from rent debt, rent increases, and eviction. Find out how you can be involved by visiting their website at vancouvertenantsunion.ca or send them an email at tenantsunion.yvr@gmail.com.
And to end tonight's show, we'll leave you with a couple of tracks. Irreversible Entanglements, with a track called Bread Out of Stone from the 2020 album Who Sent You on International Anthem Records. And then a little Fela Kuti, Water Get No Enemy, from the album Expensive Shit from 1975 on Sounds Workshop. Our outro song is also by Sydney Hermont, called Goddess. See you next week.
Tradition. Passed down. Timeless degrees of freedom. Stone. Tradition. The ideology of blues. Thank you. time and space reunited. The selling and slaving of a true time in the valley of fear. Tales of unrest. Down.
ba fe la we o mi lo ma lo. If you want go wash, now what are you going to use? To ba fe se be o mi lo ma lo. If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use? Tori bang bona o mi le ro re o. If your head dey hot, now what are you kulam? Tomo bandagba o mi lo ma lo. If your child dey grow, now what are him going to use? If water kill your child, now what are you going to use? Water, you don't get any.